So, why is it so important for an individual to experience these five different states? Why should we practice tapping into them? What is the benefit in terms of illuminating our ultimate potential?
In a sense, it's the same as why experience higher structures. The idea is that each time you go through a state, you're getting to a deeper level of reality. You're getting to something that has more presence and more fundamental reality to it and more actual divinity to it. And so the more you go through those, the deeper and deeper your own spiritual experience becomes. And so this culminates in non-dual unity, where spirit is seen to be everything. And that's just the process of going through all those states. You can stop at any of those states, just as you can stop at any of the levels. And that's fine. But if you really want to get to the core of reality, to the ultimate meaning of existence, of why this entire manifest universe is here, then you want to push through and do state training. And it's very straightforward. It's fundamentally no more or less difficult than training structures or training lines or any of the other elements of the overall system. But what we're saying is that this operating system gives you all of the fundamental elements of a human being's greatest potentials. And again, it's just a matter of getting a general sense about them, seeing if they attract you or not. Just by downloading their essential qualities, that will activate them, that will get them operating in your own being. And so you might just listen to what the various states are like, and you might not do anything else. And it might be a year or two or three where all of a sudden that comes to fruition and you go, my God. Or you might have an experience that one of those were triggered. You might have an experience you're out jogging one day and all of a sudden you look up and you see the sun and just everything separate disappears. And you find that you are running on yourself, that you are actually all of these mountains, you're all of these hills, you are the sun itself, you're the trees, and this is what you really are. Because that ultimate non-dual state has become triggered. And once you have that experience, you will never see anything anywhere like it. There's nothing like it. And so having that will give a meaning, a purpose, a profound understanding of your own life that no other training of any variety that we're aware of can give. And so we want to say, here are the basic elements of the landscape of your full being. That's what's so important about the operating system, is that for, of course, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, there was nothing but these structures or these levels. We started to understand that those structures determine how we interpret and experience reality. So somebody at Red Warrior, Power Gods, sees the world as dog eat dog, is out there, get the other person before they get you. That's how they interpret the world. They don't have any choice. Worldviews aren't something you can put on it and take off like a hat. They are how the mind looks at the world at that stage. It's how it interprets it. It doesn't matter what you do. So that waking up is extraordinarily important because it gives ultimate truth. None of the others give ultimate truth. They give relative truth. So the reason that waking up is so important is that it is giving ultimate, absolute truth. And the reason that the traditions divide truth into relative truth and ultimate truth is that they have found over 100,000 years that there are experiences that when compared to relative, ordinary, day-to-day experiences come out 1,000 times more real and more profound and more clearly dealing with some sort of ultimate reality. So we want to make sure when we say something to human beings like, we want to give you the tools, the capacities, and the awareness to literally move from a human to a superhuman way of being. We're not kidding. We're being perfectly honest based on the massive amount of evidence that there is out there. And the massive amount of evidence leading towards an experience of ultimate reality, of ultimate truth. And if there is something like the religion of the future, it's going to include these elements. Because too many people are learning about the limitations of doing it otherwise. And we want you, at the very least, be able to make up your own mind